Springbok Rugby World Cup winning coach Dr. Rassie Erasmus has launched his own podcast, and it's actually divided opinion. In this episode, you are going to get a front row seat as to what Doc is up to, and I'm going to give you my honest take as both a Springbok supporter and a broadcaster on what I think of it all. So as I record this, Rassie has put out 3 episodes of his podcast. Now, I know it's a YouTube video or a YouTube show, but obviously it's available on several platforms. So for the purposes of this episode, we're going to just simply refer to it as a podcast, even though strictly speaking, that's not actually what it is. In the same breath, what I do here is sometimes referred to as a podcast, even though that's not actually what it is. So for the purposes of this episode, podcast is the word that we're going to use. Now, the show's name is Rassie Plus. It's featured on the Smash Sports YouTube channel. It's a slick and professional production, and quite frankly, made for TV. As far as I can tell, it appears to take place at Rassie's house, and obviously he is going to bring on some incredible guests. But it's not really an interview. It's more like the kind of conversation you can expect to hear between Rassie and Felix Jones, Mzwandile Stick, or Stephen Kitsoff at a braai. Rassie comes across as very personable and even tells us stuff we don't know, which is exactly what you want. But at the same time, the danger is always there for something like this to genuinely play it safe and not share those nuggets with us.
One thing that I will never forget about my experience, and I hardly tell people about this story. There was a gentleman by the name Joseph Van Rensburg. He used to play scrum half and sweeper for that team.
Just another thing I noticed while Stick and Rassie were talking is firstly, just how much bigger Stocker is compared to Doc. Now, not like Stephen Kitsoff would be much bigger than Rassie, but don't forget that Rassie was a loose forward back in the day. Mzwandile Stick was a sevens player, and when he played 15s, he was a backline man. So I wouldn't have thought that Stick is bigger, but clearly Stick does a lot of gym work, and he looks like he might even be a little bit taller, but obviously it's difficult to tell because they're both seated, but certainly Stick does look like he's bigger than Rassie, which is something that I thought was quite interesting. And the other really nice thing to see is that Rassie has clearly lost some weight. I mention that because we know he's been ill for some time, and the illness actually caused him to gain weight. So that's really nice to see. And I'd like to believe on this evidence that he is on the mend, and that's great. And even if that's just my eyes playing tricks on me, I think I speak on behalf of the whole nation when I say we all wish Doc a very speedy recovery. Now, on the topic of telling us things we don't know and taking us behind the scenes, here's a clip from each of the shows so far to give you an idea of what I'm talking about.
Good question. Well, certainly the humor, like trying to make jokes, that was, you know, trying to, you know, obviously, when you're with a new group, when you first come over, you're trying to make a few jokes, but they just landed completely flat in the face. And some guys, why would you even joke about something like that? And I was like, look, this is going to be a bit harder than I thought.
Through everything that I've learned in that year, you know, I will always be grateful with the opportunity that I was given, you know, for you to trust me to say, listen, Stick, this is the baby that I'd love you to look after. Mm. This thing called off the ball, you know, and I had to design a profile.
There was nothing.
There was nothing.
There was something in my head. Maybe take us through when I promised you the captaincy and actually didn't make through on my promise.
No, it's it was that test match, Argentina Cup. When was it? Just before the World Cup.
Okay, so that's just a snippet of the guests sharing with us. But Rassie himself also opens up and makes himself vulnerable. Here's a couple of selected clips of that for you.
And I'm hell of a scared of the dark. I don't know if people know about that, but this room was massive. And I thought when Alistair came in, you know, let's do this right. Because yeah. I've seen many bugger-ups now. I've made so many mistakes. Yeah. I didn't understand transformation 100%. I was a rebel as a player too much, you know.
And I think we appreciate that Rassie and his guests are never going to tell us everything that goes on behind the scenes. Obviously not. Imagine Razor is watching the show and taking notes. We can't have that. But just take a look at some really cool info he does share with us.
But the one was, Listen, I like Afrikaans songs. I'm 50. When you only play the first part of a song and then you skip to the next song, I get frustrated. But, you know, I mind you guys and you the players and you must play. But that frustrates me. And then some of Afrikaans or English or white guys, you know, said, but they feel uncomfortable singing that. And then some of the black players said, but listen, you know, we don't like the song that you guys are playing the last 3 minutes as we get to the stadium.
And I think just to add in there, you know, sometimes when we see when a guy's confidence, like you even see it with Mani,
yeah.
The one from the corner, he slots, but the one you're yeah. 15 closer. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah.
And clearly there's such a good relationship and rapport that he has that we even get a hint of naughtiness and banter.
You actually now look and sound like a celebrity now for a change.
There's even something else I can relate to when it comes to being a content creator, and that is the fact that Rassie's dog is present while he is recording. And yes, the dog also barks while he's trying to record.
And then you coached him. Good thing. Okay, the other one was doing all right. Sian. Oh, for the prank, yeah. Red, the color red is he hates
no
the
way.
Color. Yeah, it's a color red.
That is exactly what happens when I'm busy here trying to make videos for you guys. Like Russie, I'm doing it from home. Like Russie, my pooch is at my feet or very nearby. As I speak to you, he's actually just, I think he's outside in the garden, actually. And like Russie, I have to contend with the odd bit of barking, usually if a truck drives past or there's a cat that appears out of nowhere in our yard. Now, that's what I have in common with the Russie Plus show. What I don't have in common is that I use one camera. I estimate he has at least 3 cameras, and there's a part of me that might even wonder if there's 5 cameras recording Russie Plus. And given that each one probably needs its own operator, I'm going to say there's a team of at least 5 people in there with him putting this together. So from a supporter's point of view, I think this is fantastic. The best coach in world rugby is hosting an intimate podcast, talking to the men who are doing it with him and sharing information with us that we otherwise would not have had. How about if I take off my Springbok fan hat and put on my broadcaster's hat? I've been in broadcasting for 21 years, so I would like to think I know a thing or two. Well, as I said, at the start, it's a slick and professional production. That much is clear. I enjoy the relaxed style that Russie has as the host, and I think each episode gives its viewers value. Some content creators are actually nervous about the Russie Plus show. A friend of mine actually nervously asked me, what are we going to do now that Russie has a show? I won't reveal my friend's name here, but I will tell you that he's doing very well on YouTube. And as I see it, it's like this. As rugby content creators, him, me, many others that you guys might watch and enjoy, I believe there is enough of the pie to go around. I know that if you are still watching this or listening to it, then you like what I do here. And I don't take that for granted. I will continue trying my best to make great content for you. But I also know that because you like me, you'll still watch my shows and listen to my podcasts. And the fact of the matter is, you can watch my videos and watch Russie's stuff. It's not a case of either or. You can watch both. You can listen to both. You can even watch my friends' videos. Now you've got 3 people who you're watching or listening to. It doesn't have to be one or the other. You can do both, or 3 or 4, whatever the case may be. And I'll throw something else into the mix. If it forces rugby content creators to up their game, then that can only be a good thing. There is one other thing, and that is how long Russie is going to do this for. It would be great if it's weekly, and so far it is. But already, each episode has been shorter than the previous week's episode. And the latest episode with Stephen Kitsoff has been divided into part 1 and part 2. I actually tried doing that in the beginning of my channel when I had Nas Buerta on. We spoke for nearly an hour, so I put up my first episode of around 25 minutes, and then the next week, part 2. Guess what? More people watched the first one than the second one. Quite a lot more, actually. So let's see how it goes. I cannot see Russie doing episodes in the week of a Springbok test match, for example. So in order to keep the show going, he will have to pre-record shows. Let's see what happens. Remember, John de Villiers and Skalk Berger had a great show on YouTube a few years ago, Use It or Lose It. It was great, I loved it, and I'm sure you did as well if you caught it. But it was only great while it lasted. And I know they are doing something else now, but you understand where I'm coming from. But what I will say is that as long as Russie is doing this, I'm sure we're all going to enjoy it and get great value out of it. And for me, from a supporter, or as a supporter, as well as from a broadcasting point of view, this is gold as far as online content goes. And if you enjoy my content, I'd like to urge you to support my channel by signing up as a patron. I would love to do this full time, guys, and actually go to Australia and cover the Rugby World Cup for you from down under with daily content. I offer several tiers starting from $5 per month. That's US, not Zimbabwean. Otherwise, I'd have to start swimming to Australia now. And depending on the tier, you can get your name mentioned in my videos. I might write an ebook for you on your favorite Springbok player, and we could even have quarterly Zoom calls, and you could even tell me what kind of content to put up next. The link is in the description area below, and I'll see you next time.